want to hear about your doggo or your cat or your animal, how you picked out their name. It's got to be a good name, too. Like, it can't just be like a boring, lame old name. I want to hear the good stuff at 833-563-2539. Liv, you already got a submission here or what?
Yes, because it's on topic. We were just talking about the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. And my boyfriend's dog, which is my baby, his name is Leo after Leonardo DiCaprio.
Aw, that's cute.
Does he look like him?
Honestly, I think he does. I honestly
totally
don't,
does.
But I might be like way too biased because I love him so much, but I think he looks like him. And also my boyfriend, that's his favorite actor.
I love hearing stories about how like the names were picked, and that's what I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. If you got a cool name for your pet, please call in and share it with us. We got Pork Chop ready to go for your call. I bring this up because this is dope. These puppies are now named after the Taco Bell menu. There is a litter of pups, I swear,
like
Mackenzie.
Like Gordita?
Yeah, I'll tell you all of them. There's a litter of puppies in Oklahoma, and they are looking for their forever home. Allie Turley and her husband, Steven, volunteered to foster a terrier that was on the shelter's kill list, because otherwise, if they didn't, it would have been put down. Well, guess what? That dog ended up becoming pregnant. Yeah, so they when they were doing the dog, they called the dog Taco Bell. Well, Taco Bell ended up getting pregnant and having puppies, and soon the couple began naming all the puppies different names at like Taco Bell items. For example, Chalupa.
Oh, I love it.
Come here, little Chalupa.
Lupa for short.
Another one, Fiesta Potato. That is a very, very
good one.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I like this one, Cinnamon Twist.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a good name to
Cinnamon.
Name.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon's cool for a pet. As a girl, I wouldn't name my daughter Cinnamon.
On stage two.
Don't get me wrong. I'll support Cinnamon, but don't throw money at my daughter. And Crunchwrap Supreme.
Whoa.
I just think, like, sit Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All of these are going to be shortened.
Like the Crunch?
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Cinna, Crunch.
There's Doritos Locos.
Doritos Locos.
Oh, you can just call them Locos. I like that.
There you go. Quesarito.
Quesarito. Is anybody just taco?
Rito.
No.
Is there just a taco?
No taco, but you brought it up. There is a gordita. I like
yes,
that one.
Gordita.
Gordita. And Bel Grande.
Bel Grande. It has to be a big one.
That's a pretty dope one. 833-563-2539 is the number to call in. Share with us how you named your four-legged friend. It could be, well, maybe a chicken. They only have two legs. I don't know. Maybe you name your chickens.
Well, we named Belle, my little dog, who passed, but Belle because beautiful. And the princess from Disney. My little girl loved her. Deaf and blind and...
Huh?
She was the Helen Keller of dogs. We've talked about this. Bless her heart. It was so cute. Lulu was like, Mommy, next time we get a dog, can we get one that can see me?
Oh.
That broke my heart.
Oh, man. They're more expensive to have all those features. Jennifer, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what do you got?
I have an Italian Mastiff named Rollo. I named him after Rollo off of Sanford and Sons.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Friend.
My dad
it's
used to watch
cool.
that show all the time.
Oh, that's cool.
I got him, and then I have a cat named The Beeps.
The Beeps!
After Justin Bieber, I don't care if I'm almost 40. I love that guy.
I love him, too.
No, you should tweet him a picture of The Beeps.
Is it because your cat had like a hairstyle like Bieber? How'd you come up with Beeps?
Well, at first I thought he was a girl, and then so I named him Beebe, and then he like jumped up on me, and I was like, whoa, there's like two little pom-poms. It's a boy.
So. You thought the cat was a girl.
I was like, whoa.
You're like, I want Justin Bieber to jump on me. No.
She thought Justin Bieber was a girl. And I was like, wait a minute.
Well,
what?
That hairstyle from certain sides you never knew. Jennifer, thank you for calling in and telling us all about your little kitty cat. Candace, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. How did you pick out your pet's cool name? These puppies are now named after the Taco Bell menu.
I have a cat named Phoebe from Friends.
Yes, okay. I love that.
Yeah, and you know the song Smelly Cat?
Yes.
When we went to go adopt her, she has the worst gas ever.
Oh, no.
And all I could think of was, I have a smelly cat. And so Phoebe from Friends popped in my head.
Will you sing a little for Joe? Because he has never watched an episode of Friends, which blows my mind. Will you do a little Smelly Cat?
Okay, I'll try to remember.
You got this, girl.
Smelly cat, it's not your fault. And that's all I can remember.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Yeah.
That was an actual song?
That's a legit song.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for calling in this morning, Candace, at 833-563-2539. We'll go to Amber this morning. Amber, how'd you get that cool name? How'd you pick it out?
So last year, my husband bought me a bearded dragon for my birthday, which I had wanted forever. And we went back and forth on names and never could find anything. And then one day he just said, well, why don't we name our Khaleesi? And it just stuck from there. So that's what her name was.
Oh, from like Game of Thrones, Khaleesi. Okay.
Yeah.
So how big is your bearded dragon?
She's about 26 inches now. She's just a year old, so she's not quite fully grown, but she's right at about 26 inches.
Where do you keep her? I'm so curious.
So she stays in like a 75-gallon tank in our living room, and our kids like get her out and play with her, and she just kind of hangs out in there.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. You and Khaleesi have a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's a unique pet.
No kidding. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's up?
Hi.
What is your pet's name?
Well, my pet is deceased now, but many years ago I adopted a chocolate lab named Mocha, and it turns out her full name was Mocha Choco Latte Yaya.
What, like Lady awesome. Marmalade? Or Marmalade, yes. However you say that. Okay.
I love it. That's so cute.
Sounds like your dog's theme song whenever it enters the room. That's what you're rolling with.
Mocha.
That's right.
Mocha yep. Chocolala. Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning here to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, I'm going to have this up on our Facebook page. And if you want to drop a photo, too, of your dog, we love seeing your little,
aww,
or your cat,
furry baby.
Your little pet. Let us know how you picked out the name, like what it is, and drop a photo on Radio Now on our Houston or our Indie Facebook page.